I'm Luke Moore II. I am here with Jessica Rollins.
Yep.
With the Sylvan Learning Center. I guess that Learning Center to me, it sounds kind of broad, so we'll start broad. What does the Sylvan Learning Center do?
Yeah, we essentially provide tutoring for students from preschool age all the way through adulthood. So we have students coming for subjects like math, reading, writing, study skills, SAT and ACT, college test prep, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that it's been awarded Michigan Celebrate Small Business, 50 companies to watch in that article. You guys were one of them. How do you think that that gets done? What do you think what stands out about Sylvan Learning Center to be awarded?
Yeah, we were nominated for that award because we've had some pretty exciting growth over the last 8 years. So I started with Sylvan in 2002 as a part-time teacher and worked my way up to a director and managed a few locations for about 15 years. And then in 2017, I jumped into the ownership role of my first three locations. So that was Lansing, Jackson, and Brighton. And since 2017, we've expanded our ownership now to 11 locations throughout the state. So everywhere from the lakeshore on the west side all the way over to Ann Arbor and Novi are part of our team.
Yeah, I see you have 11 centers across it. Okay, what does a day look like in managing 11 different learning centers? Because I don't think I can manage 11 different things in a day. How do you get that done?
Yeah, thankfully we have a great team that supports us. So we have four of us on our executive team that split our time between all of the 11 locations. And then each location has a center director or a center director team, depending on the size of the center, that really helps us manage and maintain the day-to-day. So we couldn't do it without the support of our full-time staff in each location.
Nice. And I see you partner with local schools to try to help that. If you're allowed to, if you get into some of the specifics of who you work with and what that relationship looks like.
I can, yeah. So our partnerships with schools are twofold. For our students who come into our retail locations, we will reach out to, if the family allows us, to that student's classroom teacher and really talk through our goals for that student. Before I came to Sylvan, I was a fourth grade teacher, and I'm obligated to teach fourth grade curriculum to all of my students. So if I have a student in my classroom who's maybe at a second grade reading or math ability, the way that Sylvan can come in and partner is to work on that second grade material and bring that student up to fourth grade so that they can be successful in that great classroom instruction that's happening. So we're definitely not conflicting with what's happening in the classroom. We're really helping that student to be more successful. And then the second way we partner with schools is we have many school districts that will use some of their title money, grant money, to either send students to the center or we provide our programs directly at the school. So we have several school sites located throughout the state where students can either during the school day or after school come to us and receive the same tutoring that students get in center, but maybe paid for through grant dollars.
Okay, I actually like that you brought up the example of maybe a fourth grader that might have second grade level reading, because that's a big initiative in the state, that, you know, read by grade three initiative, that they really want to make sure that by the time kids get there that they're at a certain level. And I really like there is a service that, just if that does not happen, there's a safety net there for those kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will often see that if a student is behind, they may present behavioral issues, their confidence is definitely going to be lower, and so a lot of those mental health issues or confidence concerns are things that we can help build for our students.
Mm-hmm. Something that I think, I'm just going to ask, have you seen like an uptick in students who need Sylvan's services in recent years? Because in my opinion, I think what happened during COVID, I was lucky enough to have just gotten out of high school right before COVID hit, but I couldn't imagine being an upperclassman in high school dealing with what some of the restrictions around COVID, let alone a kid in elementary school having to, maybe have remote learning where, teachers and schools can do all they can in that format, but that's just not, it's just not intuitive for, it can't help a kid reach their full potential like that. So have you seen an increase in need for services like what Sylvan provides?
We have with one specific targeted group, and that is the students who were in kindergarten and first grade during the pandemic. So they're now our fifth and sixth and seventh graders, right? We are seeing a growing population of those students who are severely behind, especially in literacy skills. But for the most part, I will say that this is a pre-pandemic issue. Students have been struggling for quite some time, and teachers are so obligated to teach grade level curriculum that we've got some great educators in the classroom whose hands are tied, being able to modify and adapt the curriculum for students.
Yeah, so if there's some parents out there who are noticing that maybe their children are slipping a little bit in school, that maybe they're a little behind, what's the best way they can reach out to or contact Sylvan for tutoring services?
Yeah. If needed? SylvanJackson.com is a great place to start. It can give them an idea of what our process looks like. They can start in any one of three ways. They can just schedule a meeting to come in and sit down and tour the center, meet with us, and talk through their family situation. They can schedule an evaluation where we can give them a third-party idea of academically where their child is scoring. Or many of our families are ready to just jump in and get started, and they can just start in with those tutoring sessions. And I think that the nice part is we meet with our families about every 6 to 8 weeks, so they're always aware of how their students are progressing through the programs. And summer's a great time. During the school year, all students are moving forward. But the reality is during the summer, most students are going to slip back a little bit because they're not going to stay actively engaged in academics over the summer. And so summer's a great time to fill in some of those skill gaps and get caught up so that you can jump into the school year prepared.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed Sylvan stars back there.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of, I'm not even in specific names or anything, but do you have any specific success stories that you'd like to just highlight? Maybe a student who came in was falling behind and through the help of Sylvan and support was able to try to get back to where they want to be.
Yeah, community events are one of my favorite things. Last year at the Jackson Back to School Bash, we had a table there, and the number of adults who approached our table and said, my son or daughter attended Sylvan when they were younger, and now they've been able to find themselves and they're a very successful adult, it's super rewarding. So we absolutely don't just build academics for our students, we change their lives. And so, over my 23 years, I can't count the number of students who maybe were in special education services and received IEPs throughout school, and we were able to help them stay on track and graduate with a normal diploma and go on to whatever path made the most sense for them.
And then can you speak to the importance of tutors who they're not just savvy with the book work, with getting students like that, but they're just savvy with working with students in general, because a lot of it goes with a student and a tutor, they need to have a solid relationship in order for that growth to really happen. If they just feel like they're being sort of talked down to or just spoken to like a robot, it's not really going to work. A student needs to be able to really trust their tutor and be a little vulnerable in a way that they might not be with a teacher with 30 other kids.
Yeah, 100%. That's a great point. I think one of the biggest rises that we're seeing in this educational space is online tutors and programs. And the reality is that if a program is just speaking to a student and grading something based on a number that a student puts on a piece of paper, there's definitely some misleading scores and routes that student's going to take. Just last night, I was working with a fifth grader on math, and we finished the lesson. She got all the questions correct, but everything in her body language was telling me that she really didn't understand the skill. And so if I were just an online curriculum and I wasn't sitting right there with her face to face, I would have thought, great, she's got this skill, we can move on. And as a trained educator, I could read her body language and say, you know what, I think we need to take a look at a couple more examples together. And then the other thing is, you know, when our students first walk in and they're greeted by their instructor, it's not a, hey, let's jump into tonight's lesson right away. It's a, hey, you had a soccer game this weekend, how did that go? And building that rapport with a student helps them to be vulnerable and be honest with me when they don't understand something.
Yeah, I think that's the important, that connection is really, that's really what makes tutoring work. If it's not, you know, if that connection is not there, like you said, with them, maybe an online tutor where sure, they can look at numbers. And I mean, if they're unattended, they might use the help of some online search engines, maybe. But that just doesn't necessarily, there's no real growth. It's kind of all flash, but no real substance in that case.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And the nice part about Sylvan is our model in all of our locations is to have a full-time director who is managing and maintaining and coaching their teaching staff. So when a student enters our program, that director really can look at what teacher is going to resonate best and connect best with that student. And then, you know, whether we receive feedback that that's a good fit or not a good fit, we have multiple instructors in all of our locations, so we really can find the right fit for each student.
All right. Is there anything else about Sylvan Learning that I haven't touched on or we haven't talked about that you really just want to get out there to the community in Jackson and perhaps beyond with all the locations Sylvan has that they're offering?
I think the nicest part about Sylvan is as a trained educator, my master's degree is in educational psychology. I couldn't do what I do without the backing of Sylvan. So as a franchise, families or schools that engage with us get the best of both worlds. So we are locally owned. I live right here in the area and manage all 11 of our locations. But then I'm backed by this great data-driven curriculum that is a global Sylvan model. And so they get the best of the data and research that comes with a larger corporation, as well as those key touch points that a locally owned business can provide.
All right, awesome. Do you feel like there's any stone that we have not unturned for our conversation at this point?
No, I don't think so. Just that summer is such a great time to get caught up for our students and that it's never too late to get started.
All righty. Well, Jessica Rollins, thank you very much.
Thanks.